You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If it's delicious and in Connecticut, they're talking about it. It's The Feed, Star 99.9.
It's April Fool's Day. Hopefully you're not getting too pranked or fooled throughout the day so far. Every Tuesday we talk food with CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly.
Yes, April Fool's Day is a day when people play pranks and jokes and tricks on others. Now, I was curious about the origin of the holiday, and it seems to be unclear, but there are a few theories going around about why we actually have April Fool's Day on April 1st. Everybody thinks it's from ancient festivals. Some believe that it traces back to the Roman Hilaria, which is on March 25th, where people dressed up in disguises. A day of playful pranks was common. There's also a connection to the changing of the season. People are celebrating spring with humor and lightheartedness and mischief. And over time, these traditions combine into what we know today as April Fool's Day, a lighthearted occasion where everyone can play a little harmless fun with each other.
Right. Let's keep the pranks and jokes harmless. So what kind of menu items are out there, Alex, throughout Connecticut? They're kind of crazy and silly.
There's the Bell City Diner in Bristol. Definitely a trendy spot, bringing a unique dining experience. They have massive milkshakes, very generous portion prizes throughout their menu. Anything from breakfast nachos to glittered sangria, syringes of booze added to those milky milkshakes. They have a colossal mimosa, mudslide, even Shirley Temple's, holding about 96 ounces of liquid in each one.
Wow, definitely some good Instagram content at that place.
That's exactly what I was thinking, that the phone eats first at Bell City Diner, and bring a couple friends too.
Yeah.
Next one I have is the Elm Street Diner. It's in Norwalk, and also there's another one in Stamford. Now, the Elm Street Diner is famous for their cake shakes, homemade donuts, waffle towers, their stacked burgers, loaded sandwiches, and their brunch specialties. They have a very Instagrammable dish that's called the Wow Waffle Tower. They also have the Nutella S'mores French Toast all over their Instagram. They have all the ooey and gooey pasta dishes, subs, everything that you think should be drenched in sauces and chocolates and cheese and more. When their food comes to your table, you're either laughing in shock or you're whipping out that camera to snap a picture.
There's something special about the breakfast ones. I feel like a waffle tower is very impressive when it shows up at your table.
Yes, and Nutella S'mores French Toast just sounds delicious. Mm. Last one I have for us is one of my favorite spots in Brantford. It's the Townhouse Diner, Brantford Townhouse Diner. Now, their food isn't as brightly colored with over-the-top looks, but it is extremely creative and delicious, which I think would be perfect for April Fool's. I just had their corned beef hash waffle tacos. They also have cannoli pancakes, lava flow French toast, which was incredible, kind of like a leche on top. Incredible. And they also have a cookie dough waffle. It was topped with ice cream and whipped cream as well.
Wow, a cookie dough waffle. That could be dessert or breakfast, that one.
The kids were going crazy.
Yeah, exactly. It is April 1st, April Fool's Day. Hopefully you haven't been pranked or fooled yet today. And we're every Tuesday we talk food with CT Food Girly. So you can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And I thought, Alex, that it would be fun to talk about some of these crazy menu items that some of these restaurants have here in Connecticut.
I'm going to start us off with Place to Be. Now, they have locations in West Hartford, downtown Hartford, also New Haven. They're also in Springfield, Massachusetts, and Dallas as well. Similar to the Elm Street Diner that we know, Place to Be is known for their colorful, over-the-top drinks, creative food pairings. They have giant mimosa flights, cocktail, cotton candy, red wine in a slushy cup. It reminds me of an adult Capri Sun.
That's fun.
They have a lot of their breakfast drinks. They're dripping with caramel or chocolate, with graham cracker crumbles or peppermint as well. For food, definitely go try their coconut cookies and cream Oreo pancakes. They're always a winner. And I've also had their Fruity Pebble French toast too, which is stacked high, colorful. The cereal is all over it with whipped cream on top.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like adding the cereal to the French toast. That's neat.
I like that little crunch to your French toast.
Yeah.
The next one I love is in Hamden, Side Street Grill, a spot that I grew up going to. They have delicious bar food. I love their wings. But what I always remember is their crazy menu names, from Mike Tyson Pizza Bites to J-Lo's Baby Back Ribs. They have a Tonya Harding Triple Decker Club Sandwich. They have the Caesar Pleaser Chicken Sandwich. And they have the Stay Safe and Wrap That Chicken. And I just love all their crazy menu names.
Now, these specifically sound like April Fool's pranks, the names of them. but they're actually real.
Yeah, the J-Lo Baby Back Ribs is probably my favorite. They create a bunch at Side Street Grill. The last one that I have for us is the Dewdrop Inn in Derby. Now, they have an extensive list of fine bourbons, great craft beer, but of course, we're going to be focusing on those award-winning buffalo wings. They have over 100 different types. So you might think that that's an April Fool's joke, but it's truly not. Over 100 different sauces for their wings.
Yeah, I've been there before. I mean, it's really impressive. I couldn't believe how they came up with that many different flavors, but they do have them.
I know. I was reading a couple. Hot blue cheese, cucumber wasabi, taco butter, chocolate habanero, bruschetta, or even chicken tikka masala peanut butter, which I'm curious to try that. I really am.
I always remember the, I think they have like a peanut butter and jelly wing or PB&J wing that I had time. It was so good.
How was that? Was it nutty or more sweet?
It was almost like, it was like eating the sandwich. Like it actually had a good balance of the two. I was like, this is impressive. And then you get a little bit of the chicken, obviously. Yeah, it was good.
I was going to say, their wings are nice and crunchy, so I'm sure that actually went really well together.
Yeah, it was tasty. All right, if you're going, wherever you're going, see if they have crazy menu items today for April Fool's Day. I'm sure you can find a few throughout the state, and these are some good ones. So CT Food Girly, find her on Instagram. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kevin.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.